Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Lamed Tes. We are holding on the top of Daf Lamed Tes Amar Aleph. We are at Mar Berei Derabana Masnilei. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, an honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha LaShalom. And it's also sponsored by the virtual Halacha program, a program under the auspices of Rav Avigdor Nevin Sal Shlita, geared toward working professionals to learn Halacha at a high level with a smicha option. Visit vhalacha.com for more information about the Nuzman. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is, first, we're going to continue our discussion of Arlas Chutz La'aretz and Klayim in Chutz La'aretz, and we're going to go through the various opinions of the level of the Isurim, and whether they're Asr Bahana'a, not Asr Bahana'a, and what's Asr Da'oraisa, what's only Asr Midrabanan. Then on Amud Beis, we're going to discuss a lot about Schar Mitzvah, the two ways to get reward in the world, in this world and the next world. We're going to discuss, according to the Tana, that there's no schar of mitzvah in this world. So shiluach hakein kibra ve'aim, when the Torah guarantees particular schar, namely arichus yamim, what does that mean if schar mitzvah bahay al maleka? The Gemara is going to then talk about the story of Acher and what exactly Acher saw that made him go off the path, and that will bring us all the way toward the end of the daf. So let's begin. We are holding on daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. We're at the top of the page on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. We are at the top of the page on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Here we're back on the Zoom. We're at the top of the page on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, and we are at Mar Berei Derabana Masnilei. So we had said yesterday that that either Orla and Klayim in Chutz La'aretz should both be Yored Velokeach, or they should both be Yored Velokate, meaning they should have the same din. So that's what Shmuel had told Rav Anan. That's where we left off in the conversation. But Shmuel did not tell Rav Anan which way they should have the same din. Should they both be Luchumra, or should they both be Lukula? So the Gemara brings another Amora who says that they should both be Lukula. Mar Berei Derabana Masnile Lukula. He taught the Mishnah Lukula even by Orla, Zevzeh, that both by Orla and Klayim, Yored Velokate, Ublvad Shlo Yilkot Biyad. That the halacha would be that Yored Velokate, that the Baal HaBayis, who is a guy, can go and pick the produce for Yisrael from the Yerek, which is Vadei Klayim, as long as Shelo Yilkot Biyad, the Yisrael doesn't do it himself. So the Gemara brings the Anhaga of various Amoraim with the Peros of Arlas Chutz La'aretz. Amar Lei, Levi L'Shmuel, Aryoch, which was the name, the nickname they would call Shmuel, Sapek Li Va'ani Eichel, make for me a Safek in Peros of Arla, in order that I'll be able to eat from them. Meaning, pick peros from Chutz La'aretz, not in front of me, and don't tell me where these peros came from. So that way, even if the peros are Arla, you'll know that, but I won't know that. It will be a suffix for me, and therefore I'll be able to eat from them, because kol zman that I don't know with vada'us that they're also to me, I'm allowed to eat from them. Another anhag of Amurayim when it came to Arla's Chutz La'aretz, Rav Avya, Varaba, Barav Chanan, Misapko Safuke, La'adadi. They would provide for each other, Sveikos with Peros Arla. Each one would pick Peros for the other one, and they didn't tell where it came from. Mela for the other one, it was considered a suffix, and that's why they were allowed to eat from it. That's where Rashi points out that Sapekli is Miloshon Suffix, as in make for me a suffix. However, the Tosas Ria Zakin says no. Sapekli is Miloshon Sipuk, that he told him to provide him with Peros which are suffix Arla. Or something of that nature. So the but either way, it's somewhat of a curious hanhaga to ask someone to dafka make a safek lechadchila so that you'd be able to be makel. So the Rambam and the Tur don't bring this din that someone who knows that the peros are arla are allowed to provide them for someone else who does not know that they are arla. So the Beis Yosef writes that they hold that this kula was only for Shmuel, but for Rabbi Yochanan it would still be us. Chaser. And since we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, we're not going to be makel like this kula. However, the Mordechai writes that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're allowed to make such a suffix. So the Aruch HaShulchan explains that even the Rambam and the Torah hold that it's only within Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. And the reason they don't write this halacha is because the Chachmei Gemara, when they made a suffix, did it as a suffix gomor, and they did it properly. But we're not going to be able to give this halacha over to the Rabbim, because they might not really make a suffix properly, and they'll be pogeya bivada yisr. And that's what he said. That was what Levi meant when he said to Shmuel that he should make for him a suffix. He didn't ask anybody else to do that to him because he wanted to make sure that it was a legitimate suffix when he received the produce. So now another shita as far as arlas chutzlaretz is concerned. Amri charifi depomedisa ein arla b'chutzlaretz. The din of arla is not knowing in chutzlaretz at all. Not even midrabanan. Shalcha Rabbi Yehuda l'kamei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda sent this idea to Rabbi Yochanan. Shalach leis. Rabbi Yochanan sent back to Rabbi Yehuda. Stom sveika. Hide this halacha with peros that are safek arla and don't darshan it. Birabim va'avad vada'a. The peros that are vade arla will be destroyed. V'hachreis al peroseyan and announce about the peros of the mekilim in Israelas chutzlaretz shetunim geniza that they need to be hidden away so that no one should get hanah from that. V'kol ha'omrim ein arla v'chutzlaretz lo yehelo nin v'nechon mashal chevel begorol b'kal Hashem, and a curse against someone who says that there's no arla in chutzlaretz. We cannot come to any such conclusion. So ask the Gemara, the Inu and the Charifi to Pumbedisa, Keman Savrua. Who are they saying like? Who are they holding like when they say that there's no din of Arlan Chutz La'aretz? So Kiyad D'Tanya, they're holding like the Shita of the following Tana. Rav Lazar, Rav Yosi, Mishum Rav Yosi, Ben Drumaska, Sha'amar, Mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Sha'amar, Mishum Rabbi Yochmanuri, Sha'amar, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Agadol, Ein Arla B'chutz La'aretz. That there is this line of impressive Tanaim who all said that Ein Arla B'chutz La'aretz. So asking Mar Velo, can you really say that according to Rabbi Lazar, there's no Din Arla in Chutz La'aretz at all? V'ha'anan Tanan, but our Mishnah said, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, that Rabbi Eliezer says, Af HaChadosh, that not only are Arla and Klayim among the mitzvot Satlius Baretz that are knowing, even in Chutz La'aretz, as the Tanakh had said, but even Chadosh is knowing in Chutz La'aretz. So answers the Gemara, Tani Chadosh. No, change the gears to the Mishnah, and it shouldn't read that Rabbi Eliezer Omer Af HaChadosh, but rather Rabbi Eliezer Omer Chadosh, that only Chadosh is knowing also in Chutz La'aretz, because it says B'chol Moshe Voseichem, so B'chol Mokom Shatem Yoshvim. However, Orla and Klayim are only knowing in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz. So now the Gemara discusses Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, who asers Per Orla b'chutz la'aretz. Amar Rabbi Yasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Orla b'chutz la'aretz halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Orla in chutz la'aretz is aser midin halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Amar le Rabbi Zeira l'Rabbi Yasi. So Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Yasi, how could you say that? Va'atanya, but don't we have a brisa that says suffik orla ba'aretz aser b'surya mutter, that a suffik orla in Eretz Yisrael is aser and in Surya is mutter. But if Yisrael orla in chutz la'aretz halacha l'Moshe Misinai, why are we so makel to be matir the suffik orla the dinim that are halachah l'moshe misinai dinim da raisa? Shouldn't we be machmir on their suffik? So shtomim k'sha'achada. Rabbi Asi was quieted down for a moment and he thought about the question. So Amalei, afterwards, he said to Rabbi Zeira, Ema kach nemar, that maybe this is the way the halachah l'moshe misinai was given over. That sveika mutter, that built into the halachah l'moshe misinai is that whenever you have a suffik about this halachah l'moshe misinai, it's going to be mutter and vada aser, and only when you're certain about the aser is it going to be aser. So therefore, even though the issue of Arla B'chutz La'aretz Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, it could still be Sveiko Mutter, because that's part of the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, is that when you have a situation of Safik, it's going to be Mutter. So now the Gemara brings another Halacha that Rabbi Asi quotes from Rabbi Yochanan. I'm Rabbi Asi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Lokin ala Klayim Dvar Torah. You get Malkus for Klayim in Chutz La'aretz Minat Torah. Klayim is also in Chutz La'aretz Minat Torah, and therefore if someone plants Klayim, he gets Malkus like any other Lav Do Raisa. Rabbi Yossi said to Rav Asi, "V'ha'anan tanan ha'klayim midivrei sofrim." But doesn't our Mishnah say that klayim is only asur midivrei sofrim in Chutz La'aretz, not minat Torah? Says, "Well, lo kasha. It's not a kasha from the Mishnah." Kan b'kilei hakerem. The Mishnah is talking about kilei hakerem. Kilei hakerem is not also b'chutz laaretz min haTorah. It's only midivrei sofrim. But kan bar kavas ha'ilan. But Rabbi Yochanan was talking about grafting trees onto one another, and that's in Isra'el chutz laaretz min haTorah. So the Gemara explains, where do we learn that harkavas ha'ilan chutz laaretz is also min haTorah? Kiddush Shmuel, along the lines of what Shmuel taught us. Damar Shmuel, because Shmuel taught us that when the Torah tells us that behem techalos arbiya, so it starts by saying eschukosai tishmoru, that different than other places, the Torah is makdim that eschukosai tishmoru, with chuka, then the word tishmoru, as opposed to shmartem eschukosai. So it sounds like chukim shechakakti luchakvar, that which those chukim, those laws that I've already set in motion, that I've already put in place for Bnei Noach, those laws you should be tishmoru, you should observe. What are those chukim? Behem tcholos arbiya klayim, sad cholot tizra klayim, the pasuk says. So once you have the pasuk of kilei behema right next to zrias klayim, we learn that zrias klayim is derived from kilei. We could learn the dinim of zrias klayim from kilei behema in order to know which zrias klayim was also for Bnei Noach. And therefore, ma behem tchabarva, just like the isra of kilei behema that we're talking about over here, is the isra of being marvia, of interbreeding the animals, which is being markiv two different types of animals, one with the other, mating two types of animals, one with the other. It says behem tchalos arbiya sa'avsad chabar kava. So the equivalent in plant life is what the Torah is referring to. That the Yisra, planting klayim in Yisada, that we're referring to in this pasuk, means to be markiv two different types of trees, one with the other. Har kava si'ilan. And we also learn from the smichos of kilei behema to har kava si'ilan, that umma behem tcha, just like the Yisra of kilei behema, knowing bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz, because it's a chovas haguf, so avsadcha, so to kilei ilan, which is a chovas karka, is knowing bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. So the Gemara says, well, how can you say the Yisra of a kavas ilan is knowing even in Chutz La'aretz, ve'la haksiv, sadcha, it says sadcha, which sounds like the sada that's miuchedas to you, and that's only karka in Eretz Yisrael, is really miuchedas to a Jewish person. So answer the Gemara, ha'hu l'mutei zroim, she'b'chutz la'aretz. That which it says sadcha, where it sounds like klayim is only knowing in Eretz Yisrael, is to be mema'it kilei akerem in chutz la'aretz. Meaning the Torah writes the Yisra of Harkava Se'ilan b'loshon zriya, which is shayich by kilei akerem and not by Harkava Se'ilan, in order to be mema'it the Yisra of kilei akerem, which is not knowing outside of Eretz Yisrael. However, Harkava Se'ilan, which is actually hukash to kilei behema, is knowing both in Eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz min ha'Torah. So Rav Chanan v'Rav Anan havushakli v'azib bu'urcha. Rav Chanan v'Rav Anan were traveling on the road in Chutz La'aretz. Chazulu gavra d'kazar izram badi adadi, and they saw someone who was being zareya different types of plants next to each other. So Amaleis Rav Anan said to Rav Chanan, Nesi mar neshamte. We should get together and put him in shamta and do something to him because he violated the divrei chachamim who asked him kilei zraim. So Amalei lo chavrisu. So Rav Chanan said that halachas of klayim are not things that are well known. People don't know them well enough because kilei zraim is also min haTorah only in Eretz Yisrael, and the Chum didn't ask them in Chutz La'aretz, and there's no cholek about that. Vesu, and another time when Rav Chanan and Rav Anan were traveling in Chutz La'aretz, Chazulu gavra d'kazar chiti usari begufni. They saw a person who was planting wheat and barley in between the rows of a vineyard. So Amalei Rav Anan said to Rav Chanan, Nesi mar neshamte. Again, let's do something about this. Let's be menada this person. So Amalei put him in cherem. So Amalei, so Rav Chanan said, Lo tzarichu. The halachos of kilei hakerem are not lit up enough for you. People are not bekiyim in them. Lo kaimelon krabiyoshia, because don't we paskin like krabiyoshia? Do amar ad sheizuchitu sor v'charsim v'mapolas yad. That when you're zoreh kilei hakerem be'eretz Yisrael, you're only going to be chayiv if you plant the chita, the saora, and the grapes all bezriya achas. But if the kerem was already planted and now all you're doing is within the kerem you're planting wheat and barley, that's not going to be chayiv. And since even in Eretz Yisrael you're not going to be chayiv min haTorah for doing this, in Chutz La'aretz the chamor not goes there. So he keeps on suggesting that they need to punish this guy, and their defense is, you don't seem to be familiar enough with all the detailed halachos that what he's doing is not as terrible as what you think it is. Another din of kilei zraim in Chutz La'aretz, Rav Yosef ma'ariv bizrani. Rav Yosef would mix different types of zraim, vizara, and he would plant them together in a field in Chutz La'aretz. starts. Amalei Abayis, Abayis said to Rav Yosef, Va'anon Tnan, HaKlayim mi divrei sofrim. But don't we have a Mishnah that says that Klayim are also in Chutz La'aretz mi divrei sofrim? Amalei Rav Yosef responded, Lo Kasha, Kan Bekilei Kerem, Kan Bekilei Zroim. When the Mishnah was speaking about something that's awesome, the Rishon from Chutz La'aretz, that was Kilei HaKerem. But Kilei Zroim is Mutar in Chutz La'aretz, even Midrabanan. So Rav Yosef then goes on to explain the chilek between Kilei HaKerem and Kilei Zroim, why it is that there were gozer on Kilei HaKerem in Chutz La'aretz and not Kilei Zroim in Chutz La'aretz. Kilei HaKerem, the Ba'aretz, Avasurim Ba'na, Kilei HaKerem, where in Eretz Yisrael it's awesome in HaTorah and it's awesome in Ba'na, so B'Chutz La'aretz Nami goes B'Rabanan, the Rabanan extended that Gzeira to Chutz La'aretz as well, but Kilei Zroim, the Ba'aretz, Lo Asiri Ba'na, but Kilei HaKerem, that in Eretz Yisrael, if you planted them, they're not Asir Ba'na, since the Torah only asks Zriya, B'Chutz La'aretz Nami, Lo Gozer B'Rabanan, so the Rabanan aren't going to be Gozer in Chutz La'aretz, the Zriya in Chutz La'aretz, so you're allowed to do the Zriya, meaning since in Kilei HaKerem, not only you're not allowed to be Zareya Kilei HaKerem in Eretz Yisrael, once you do it, you're not allowed to get Hanah from the Kilei HaKerem that you planted, whereas Kilei Zroim, in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to plant Kilei Zroim. But once it's been done, you're allowed to get Hana from it. So it's a less severe Isra, and therefore they didn't extend the Isra Zriya to Chutz La'aretz as well when it came to Kilei Zroim. So Rav Yosef was then Chozer from what he said. Hadar Amar Rav Yosef, Lav Milsi Damri. Then Rav Yosef said, you know what? I changed my mind. That which I said, that Kilei Zroim are Mutter and Chutz La'aretz, and there's no Gzeira Midraban against them, it's incorrect. The Rav Zora Ginsa Debe Rav. Rav was planting a garden by the yeshiva, so that the talmidim would have vegetables to eat. Mishari, mishari, and he planted them in different rows or different patches. Each min had its own space. My time, well, why did he do that? Why didn't he just plant them all in one aruga in one row? So la mishum la eruve klayim. Isn't it because he was concerned about mixing different types of zraim together? And apparently, he holds that Kilei Zroim applies even in chutz la'aretz. Amalei Abayis, Abayis, back to Rav Yosef. Bish lama iashminan. I understand very well if Rav taught us a chiddush that you're zorea kamaminim in one place, and he was careful to put a space between each min in order that they not be yonek one from the other. Sa arba larba ruchos haruga, that if he found one aruga and he just planted different minim in different spots in the aruga, putting a proper distance between them, viachas beemtza, meaning four on the four edges of the aruga and one right in the middle. So shapir, that hanhaga would be strange enough that we would say he's obviously doing that for halachic reasons, and there must be an actual Kilei Zroim issue. Elahacha, but over here, where Rav is just planting each min in its own aruga, it could be Mishum Noi, that he wants the field to look nice. So he has one row of this min, one row of that min, Inami, Mishum Tircha Deshama, or for the Tircha, Mishum Tircha Deshami, for the Tircha of the Shamish, that when the Shamish goes to bring the vegetables for the Talmidim from particular min, he's not going to have to sift through all the other minim. So if he wants to go and pick tomatoes, he'll know that there's a whole row of tomatoes and he'll be able to pick directly from that area. You can't prove anything about what Rav holds about Kelayim from Rav's Hanhaga and how he planted. You could prove what Rav knows about botany, about the proper way to plant gardens from the way Rav planted, but nothing to do with Kilei Zroim. So don't be so quick to backtrack on your original Shita that there's no Isra of Kilei Zroim in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, so now we move on to another Mishnah that L'chora has nothing to do with our Masechta, but since we mentioned a number of details about Chiyuvim and Mitzvos and who's Chayiv and Mitzvos, so we have a Mishnah that talks about Schar Mitzvah, even though it's got nothing to do with Masechta's Kiddushin really. So Kalosa Mitzvah Achas Metivin Lo Umarichin Lo Yamav. Someone who does one Mitzvah in this world will have goodness in this world, and he'll have Arichus Yamim V'Nochel Asaaretz, and he'll be Nochel Chayol Maba V'Kol She'eno Osa Mitzvah Achas. And someone who does not do Mitzvah Achas Ein Metivin Lo Ve'Ein Marichin Lo Yamav Ve'Ein Nochel Asaaretz. Nebuch, the opposite happens. So he said Kolosa Mitzvah Achas gets all this reward. The Pashtus is that it's mashma that each and every mitzvah that a person does, he gets schar in both worlds. So the Gemara asks, well, wait a second, we have a Mishnah that sounds like there are particular mitzvahs that you get schar in both this world and the next, but not every mitzvah. You can't just say Mitzvah Achas, any Mitzvah Achas, or in Mini, I'll ask you a stira from a Mishnah that tells us that only particular mitzvahs, and that of course is the famous Mishnah at the beginning beginning of Maseches Peah, that Elu Dvarim Shadam Echol Perusel Bal Mazeh, that these mitzvahs that a person does them will be Ochel, the perus of that mitzvah in this world. Va'keren Kayemes Olam Haba, and the keren, the Iker mitzvah for which you're going to get schar, was not depleted by the schar you got in this world, is still going to be there for you in Olam Haba. Elu Hainan, what's included in that category of mitzvahs that they're so wonderful that you get schar in both this world and the next? Kibra ve'eim, ugmilz chasadim, vachnas orchim, vavashal min al-lachvero, v'salmet Torah k'neged kulam. And then Talmud Torah equals all the other mitzvahs altogether, because that brings a person to do all of these mitzvahs. So you see that it's only on these great mitzvahs that we say that you get the peros in olam hazeh and the keren kayemes olam haba. So that's the Gemara. I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda answers that really a person who does one mitzvah from any other mitzvah is not mekabel peros of the schar in olam hazeh. Hachi ka'amar. What our Mishnah meant to say is as follows. Kolos mitzvah achas yiseira al zuchu yosav. Is a wonderful Dav Yomi coincidence for the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, because this is a guiding Gemara in the Rambam Masechta Teshuva. One who does one mitzvah more on the zuchuyos and the chovos that are even with each other, so he does one mitzvah to be machriya lekav zchus, to weigh the scales in one direction, metivim lo v'domo k'misha mekayim kol ha-Torah kula. So they do goodness for him in olam hazeh, and it's as if he was fulfilled kol ha-Torah kula, meaning that person is judged based on Rov Ma'asav. So if Rov Ma'asav are the Tov, so then he's going to be written, as the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says in the Sefer HaChaim. So the Gemara says, Mechlal, Dehana, Chafilu, Bechadonami. So the implication is that it's based on Rov Zuchiyos, so Mitzim Lo Bal Mazeh, it sounds like the mitzvahs that the Mishnah mentioned, that Yerochel Perasel Bal Mazeh, that's even if you don't have, you only have that one mitzvah, even though you have mostly Avonos, that you're still going to have goodness in Olam Hazeh. And that's not Mistaver, meaning the Mishnah Peah that says for Kibra Aveim, Gemilas Chasadim. So that means that if you do every other Aveir in the world and you have only Averos, and then you have one mitzvah of Kibra Aveim, you're Esav. So that's Mitzvah Lo Bal Mazeh, Sam Rav Shmaya, Lomar Shmaya, Shkula Machra'as. Now when it says if Mekayim these mitzvahs, your Ochel Perasel Mal Mazeh, it means that if your Zechuyos and your Chavos were even with each other, and within your Zechuyos, and among your Zechuyos, one of them was one of these mitzvahs, then it's machriya, meaning there are two ways to tip the scales. One way to tip the scales is with quantity, and the other is with quality, right? So if you do an extra mitzvah more than the avonos, that will tip the scales in that direction. Another way to tip the scales in the direction is even if everything is 100% even, but one of the mitzvahs is from the list in Maseches Peah that we had of Ochel Perasel Bal Mazeh and Keren Kayemes Olam Haba. So it's Kibra Aveim, it's Milchad Machnas Arkham, Avashal Min Al-Machavero, or Talmud Torah, so then that will tip the scales as well. So ask the Gemara of Kolos Mitzvah Chaseres Chayosav Mitivin Lo. Is that true that just one extra mitzvah beyond your Averos, and that's going to be Mitivin Lo Bal Mazeh, or a Minu? I'll ask you to steer from a Braisa, Kol Shes Chayosav Merubin Me Avonosav Merin Lo, that anyone who has more Zuchayos than Avonos, so it's Merin Lo Bal Mazeh, Vidoma Kamisha Sarav Kolatoru Kula, and his punishment in Olam Hazeh is going to be treated as if he burnt Rachman Tzlan the entire Torah, v'loshir mimena afilu atzachas, and didn't even leave a single letter from it. V'kol shavnosav merubin zuchiyosav, and if he has more averus than he has zuchiyos, metivin lo, counterintuitively, it's going to be good for him in Olam Hazeh. V'doma kamisha v'kiyim kol haTorah kulin. You're going to look at this guy and say, wow, the way Hashem is rewarding him, he must have been mekayim kol haTorah kulin, v'lo chisar osachas mimena. He didn't leave a single letter of the Torah not properly observed. So you see the opposite, that when it's ruba zuchiyos, you're punished in Olam Hazeh. When it's ruba avonos, you get hana in Olam Hazeh. So the Gemara backs out and explains that when we say metivin and ein metivin, it doesn't mean kipshuto, that it's good for him or not good for him. Amar Abaye Masnis, in our Mishnah that says that if you do a mitzvah achas, is metivin lo Olam Hazeh, to avdin le yom tav. It means that they prepare for him a good day, meaning that he gets punished in Olam Hazeh for the the minimal averos that he has done in this world, because through that punishment, it cleans his slate so that when he gets to Olam Haba, he'll be a tzaddik gomer, he'll be able to be nana from the Olam Haba properly. And when the Mishnah says that someone who doesn't do a mitzvah achas is ein mitiv, and though it means yom bish, it means that he's being his bad Olam Haba, his bad afterlife is being prepared, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is paying him the schar for whatever minor mitzvos or whatever small amount of mitzvos he did in Olam Hazeh, in order that the Yom Ra in Olam Haba is going to be waiting for him. So Gemara brings another teretz to the Stira Mishnayis. Rava Amar, really when it says mitivin and ein mitivin, it means kipshuto. That you do one mitzvah, you get the schar in Olam Hazeh. You do one aveira, you get the onesh in Olam Hazeh. But ha, the brisa that says that Marie in Olam Hazeh, if you have more zechuyos, is money, who's that following? Rabbi Yaakov. That follows the sheet of Rabbi Yaakov that there is no schar for mitzvos in Olam Hazeh. There are no mitzvos where the Torah tells you what the schar is right next to the mitzvah, where that schar that relates to the mitzvah isn't really about tchias hameisim, because a person cannot get schar for the mitzvah in Olam Hazeh. So it must be whatever schar you think the Torah is telling you about is really there just for tchias hameisim. So what's the hechrich that there's no schar for a mitzvah in Olam Hazeh? B'kibra ve'im k'siv, it says by kibra ve'im that you should be kabeda sevich ve'simecha l'ma'an ya'arichun yamecha l'ma'an yitavloch and b'shulach ha'kein k'siv and b'shulach ha'kein, it says that shalet shalach ha'sem v'sabon t'kalchach l'ma'an yitavloch ha'va'arach t'yamim. So if you can explain the pasuk kipshuto that it's going to be good for him and he's going to have arichus yam in Olam Hazeh, harei sh'amar lo av v'valei l'bira, if a father tells a person go to the top of a tall place, to a tall tower, Haveli Gozlos, and bring me some birds that are there where the mother is there so that I can eat the baby birds. And when you do what the father did, the guy goes up, and he does Shiluach HaKein, and he takes the offspring in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibra Veim and provide his father with the birds. So he's fulfilling Kibra Veim and Shiluach HaKein. And when he comes down from the Migdal, he falls from the ladder and he dies. And if Schar that it says by Kibra Veim and Shiluach HaKein is Kipshuto and Olam Hazeh, so Heichan Tovas Yamim Shalzeh, Heichan Arichus Yamim Shalzeh, where's that Tova, where's the Arichus Yamim? Ella, from the fact that such things happen, it must be L'man Yitavlach L'olam Shekulo Tov L'man Yerichun Yamecha L'olam Shekulo Aruch, that Yitavlach and Yarichun Yamecha means Yom Shekulo Tov, Yom Shekulo Aruch. So says Gemara, what do you mean? V'dilma Lav Hachiyava, who says that ever happened? Meaning maybe Anichami, it means in this world, and someone who actually does that is not going to fall off the ladder and die. So says Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov Maisa Chaza. No, he was traumatized. He saw such a Maisa happen that someone was doing Kibra Ve'im and Shiluach HaKein, and the guy dropped dead as he was doing it. So where's the Arichus Yamim? So says Gemara, okay, but V'dilma Mahar Ba'Avera Hava. Maybe that person who fell off the ladder was having a Hirhur Avera at the time that he was doing that, and therefore he wasn't having Kavanah L'Shamayim, and that's why he fell off the ladder. But maybe if you do the mitzvah in an honest to goodness kind of way, you takar zochat arichus yamim. Sansa Gemara, it can't be that because of machshevas haveri he's going to fall and die. Machshava ra in a kodesh baruch hu mitzar for the maisa. If a person thinks about doing an avera but doesn't actually follow through and do an avera, hakodesh baruch hu is not mitzar for the maisa. He wouldn't get punished for such a thing. So says, which is interesting because Gemara does say that if a person eats basar tleh and they think that it's basar chazir, that they need kapara, right? If a person eats kosher meat thinking that it's non-kosher meat, so it's only they're only doing an avera in their mind, but in reality they're not doing an avera, that the person needs kapara. So I thought machshava ra, a person doesn't get punished for. No, machshava ra, where we see that you're willing to do it. You know, a guy thinks it's chazir and he eats it, so we see he's willing to act on it, that he's going to get punished for, that he needs kapara for. But if a Jew has a machshava ra'a, HaKadosh Baruch Hu works with the assumption it's only a machshava. He would never actually do it. So if he doesn't, if he only plans on doing an aver but doesn't actually do any action, so he's not going to get punished for that. So maybe this fellow was having hirurim of vodzara k'siv l'mantfos space Yisrael b'libam, that the machshava for vodzara they were punished, right? And therefore an avodzara machshava should be bad enough. I mean, you do get punished for, and maybe Maybe that's what was going on over here. And so Gemara, Iunami Hachi Kama. Rabbi Yaakov was saying, Isak that's Schar Mitzvah Bahay Alma. If you think that there is Schar Mitzvah in this world, Amai Lo Agin Mitzvah Salei, Ki Echidlo Lei Dili Dehir Hur. That in a Chinami, if a person has a Machshavas Avodah Zarah, he'd get punished for it, but why didn't the Mitzvah protect him from having a Machshavas Avodah Zarah in the first place? But Rabbi Yaakov saw such a Maisa that scared him. I once had a Shaila. Someone said that we mentioned in Shulma, someone was ill and they wanted a skula for Arichus Yam. They wanted to do whatever they could to be Marbiz Chuyos. So someone else from the shul called them up and said, I have a bird nest. So come and do Shiluach HaKein. So the guy was so excited. He called his mom and he said, I'm going to be able to do Shiluach HaKein. It's a skula of Arichus Yamim. And the mother said, that's so mean. That's so not nice to the birds. I don't want you to do Shiluach HaKein. So now he wasn't sure because they have two mitzvahs that both promise. They're not the only two. But the two of the mitzvahs that both promise Arichus Yamim, and they were now in conflict with each other. So he wanted to know which one, what he should do. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to challenge this Maisa with Rabbi Yaakov, but we are out of time. So Be'ez Hashem, we will pick up tomorrow with Vaha'amar Rabbi Lazar. Okay, have a great day, everybody.